Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 3 with verses 13 through 15. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. Jesus did things that seemed backwards, because everyone thought the Son of God should be the one anointing others, but not so, for he wanted to teach them how to anoint themselves. Jesus wanted everyone to participate and gave us examples of how to love in his way of righteousness. Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Washing the feet of his disciples is surely an example of what Jesus means by doing things his way. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Seems easy to do, but so hard to accomplish. You have to look for ways to share the salvation of our Lord, and it will begin with cleansing bath of baptism to cleanse the sins that eat away at your being. Then you will learn to help others be clean by setting an example of willingness, willing to clean another or even clean up after another, to share this obedience of love, faith, and hope of his mercy and grace. It happened one day when I encountered a man outside of a secondhand store in New Jersey. He was covered in dirty bandages that his elephantitis was causing. It was disgusting. It was a disgusting mess with a smell that was horrendous. But I knew I had to help him as Jesus would help another. I bought bandages and peroxide and some small towels and bathed him and redressed his wounds as he sat there in tears, exclaiming, "No one has ever done this for me. Thank you." Following the Lord's way is helping others, no matter the call, to clean or assist or clean up after you're never too old or too young to help. Be Jesus and fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany as she continues to heal from brain cancer, which has been shown to be cancer-free now, praise God. We celebrate her miracle. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 13, sorry, it's chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, two stanza poem. It's ongoing, it's titled, "You Baptize Me, I'm not the Don." Jesus walked from Galilee, indeed. him baptized in the Jordan by John. John wanted to prevent his deed. You baptize me, I'm not the Don. Replying Jesus with ease, now allow it so. Fulfill all righteousness, breed. John baptized Jesus. No. And you'll grow. Amen. I'm Thomas Shue Cruz Wiggins. It's December 10th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. I'm running a little behind this morning because I'm taking on some auditioning projects, auditioning my voice for narration of novels and different aspects of books that are being written. You can do this nowadays from your home and submit to people and, you know, make a little bit of extra money on the side for your ministry. So I do everything under my ministry's name. Amen. So keep us in your prayers as we lift up the Word of God each day to share and be anointed in Jesus' righteousness. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too as we close today in Jesus' name. In honor of our brother-in-law, Johnny, as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. How amazing is our God. Amen.